Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots of different stuff there, so go ahead over. You can actually control the content as well. You find something there or on the internet, rather, that you think's interesting, you can share it with our listeners by submitting it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion, and the most liked will make it to the front page in the top of the site. So head over and get interactive. freetalklive.com. I'm just coming into the show here, obviously, for anyone that's been listening for the full program tonight. If you're just tuning in,
you or even to last segment.
Right, you wouldn't know that. Thanks, guys, for taking care of things in my absence. I went to my, I guess it wasn't technically my first school board meeting. I went to one over the weekend, but I was at a school board meeting tonight. The one that was, I know you guys were in the middle of talking about something, but I just want to share my observation here real quick.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Back into that. The one that I went to this weekend was like the big one. So they had this, the one this weekend was in like the auditorium at the high school. There's a lot of seating, but only about 100 people showed up. And that's over the full 4-hour period that this brutal meeting took place.
Is that like a once a year meeting? Like a
big
one?
Like once or twice.
Okay.
Yeah, like once or twice a year. And this is where they're deciding on like these, what they call them, warrant articles, which are things that will be voted upon at the next school election, which is coming up in, you know, another month here in Keene, New Hampshire. And so this is like a big deal because, like, this is where the teachers come out because the school board's cutting, you know, some budgets or whatever. And so the teachers, you know, they want to save their budget. So they're coming out. And ultimately, my question about the meeting over the past weekend was, well, how many of the people sitting in that, how many of those 98 people were the teachers and how many of the 98 people were actual parents or voters? And that I was not able to determine, but I think a lot of them were teachers. It's just hard to really say without being able to interview everyone in the audience. And so I was out there with Kelly Voluntarius, who, as you know, if you've been to freekeen.com within recent weeks, has been doing some great activism out at the airport with Don't Strip Our Rights. And so we were there this weekend, and she also came out with me again tonight. So we're thinking, all right, this is, you know, going to be the same deal. We're going to go to the same room. There's going to be a lot more, you know, there's going to be a lot of people there. It's another school board meeting. We figured it was all the same. So we pull into the parking lot. It's packed. I'm like, wow, you know, I really underestimated this meeting. I mean, there's a lot of cars here. There are even more cars this time around than there were at the meeting over the weekend. I'm thinking, well, maybe it's because it's an evening. The one on the weekend was 9 a.m. on Saturday. Maybe it's hard for people to get up on Saturday morning, easier for people to get to an evening meeting. This is what I'm saying to Kelly as we're going in. This is going to be big, right? So we walk in. We're looking around. It's not in the auditorium. There's no sign. There's, like, signs pointing toward where the meeting is. Like, well, where is this thing being held? Is it in the gym or something like that? So we're walking around, and there's this room where it's called a large group instruction area, which is what I thought we were in before. I thought that was what the auditorium was, but no, it's just like a relatively small room.
Janitor's closet.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a janitor's closet. It's larger than probably the average classroom, but not that much larger. You know, not even
size conference room.
Not even two classroom sizes, I would say.
Mm.
And so we walk into this thing, and we're pretty much right on time for the meeting. So there wasn't more than just a few minutes left before the meeting started. And there's a bunch of people sitting there on the board, like, you know, 9 board members, some school board bureaucrats, and so all those people were there. The camera people were there for the local cable access television station, and there were approximately 5 people sitting in the 42 chairs that they had set up.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. So all the cars out front, just some kind of sporting game. Some kind of sporting game was I don't know what the type of game was, but it was, that's what, all the parents were there to see their kids play sports,
sure,
not watch or have any input on this this school board meeting. So as we're sitting there throughout this almost two and a half hour long meeting, we finally determine who the audience members are. Because when we walked in, you know, we didn't really know who they were, although I did recognize one as a city worker. Turns out that 2 of the people were city employees, the city managers who had come to give some sort of required presentation. They weren't there because they have kids or they care. They're just there because they had to be.
Yeah, they had some obligation.
Right. There's one guy sitting in the audience who's essentially the he's like the top repairman, basically, or engineer, whatever you call it. Not janitor, but, you know, the guy that fixes the toilets and fixes the air conditioner and, you know, that guy. So he was there because he was being asked questions at some point during the meeting, so he was there to speak. And that left the two guys, so it was Kelly and I, those three people that work for the city, and then two guys sitting behind us. And eventually we figured out who the two guys sitting behind us were. They work for the construction company. One is the owner of the construction company that's building the brand-new $40 million middle school here in Keene. So they had come with the expectation they were going to be able to talk to
the school. So there wasn't a single person there.
Not one parent at this monthly school board meeting. I mean, this isn't a, you know, very often kind of thing. It's not like there's a huge commitment to going to these meetings. It's monthly.
Well, who would want to go to one of these boring things?
I know where you're coming from. I don't blame anyone for not wanting to go to these things. I just think it's interesting, right? Like, you know, they say you're supposed to get involved in the
system. They have a system that's so incredibly broken that no one participates in it.
Well, you said that there was some sort of media there. Is that right?
Well, the local cable access channel, Cheshire TV, covers these school board meetings just as they cover the city council meetings.
Right. Okay. So maybe some of the parents think that that's where they're going to, you know, have their input when they watch it later in the week.
I don't doubt that there are some people who say to themselves, well, you know, I won't go in person because I can watch on TV. But I doubt that prior to the TV channel coming into existence that there were that many more people attending these meetings. I highly doubt it. Plus, if you're at home, obviously you can't speak to the board. This is a public hearing.
Sure. It's supposed to be... The idea is participatory democracy. Now, I think that this idea...
They speak at two points during the meeting.
...has long been dead, but, you know, that's the idea.
And this is the group of individuals who gets to decide how to spend $40 million of the town's...
Oh, more than that. That's just what they spent on the school.
Oh, that's just on one little project.
Yeah, I think school budget is like $62 million or something like that.
So wow.
It's pretty
a lot of power for
serious.
Nine people to have but in I have to, just one town.
Yeah, and I have to say, well, maybe for the region. I don't know. All the details are very, very hard for me to understand. I'm not, you know, one of these... I'm not somebody who really, you know, has experience with this stuff. I found it... just barely more understandable than when I was like 7 years old and my parents would drag me to these meetings and I would leave to go play outside with the kids. It was just awful.
I got to say that the fact that you even went to one of these is stunningly unusual. I mean...
Well, I'm running for the school board.
No, I meant as a seven-year-old. I understand why you're doing it now.
My parents dragged me to it. They were both going.
But that's what I'm saying. I never went to a school board
meeting.
Maybe
it was a PTA meeting. I'm sorry,
I would love to know...
It might have been PTA.
Okay, PTA might be something different.
In fact, I bet you it was PTA that we went to.
Well, I can tell you that hasn't been my experience. I've gone to a couple of school board meetings back when I was in elementary school and high school. And
this is back in Jersey?
This is in New Jersey. And there was a pretty full crowd. I would estimate like 30 people showed up about every time.
Well, maybe
time.
They only
teachers.
Wait, every time? You went every single time?
No, but I was...
Because maybe you only went to the busy ones, because there are certain... Sometimes there'll be an issue that'll come up that is controversial, in which case then people will come out if they know that something hot is going to be addressed. But I asked the guys on the camera crew, I said, what's the average crowd like here? And they said, yeah, pretty much this.
Wow.
Except for those occasions when there's like a reason to have a lot of people, though, when the reason people feel like they need to show up. I just thought it was interesting from that perspective. Just look at how just vacant these meetings are. I mean, even at the big meeting over the weekend, you're still looking at only a maximum of 100 people that attended that thing. And how many of them were teachers, again, is another question.
And this is how people go about losing control, if they ever had it, over what the curriculum is in school. I mean, you know, you hear Rush Limbaugh talking about young minds full of mush. I don't disagree with that at all. I may disagree with a great deal of things Rush Limbaugh says, but I don't disagree with that. And, you know, this is an incredibly powerful aspect of the government, and nobody's involved because they've made it so incredibly boring.
Very obtuse. 1-855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. And it's a group full of very nice, well-intentioned people. You know, I went up and I introduced myself to them afterwards, and many of them already knew who I was, obviously, because we're in a small town. And
you might as well wear horns.
I'm a very visible activist. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up here. You can take control as well. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. And those features include archives. You can download as many programs of Free Talk Live as you would like. They're right there. You just click, and they are yours over at freetalklive.com.
Gold.freetalklive.com. We offer you gold and silver pieces and coins that you can get, hold in your hand, have possession of precious metals, whether it's for a hedge against inflation or investment or barter currency. A lot of experts are predicting that here in 2012 that you're going to see gold take off, and silver likely too. And you can get it from gold.freetalklive.com. Not only will you be able to price comparison, because we've got the prices right there, and you can check with the other gold purveyors out there to make sure you get the best rates. We believe that we've got some of the best rates on the internet from a major distributor that has a trusted name, that's Midas Resources. But you should be able to check, and a lot of them don't make it so easy for you to check. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Not only you're buying, getting the gold and silver that you need, but you're helping Free Talk Live, too. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so our number here, 855-450-FREE. We've been talking, since I've returned to the program, I missed the first 2 hours, and we're going to get back, Derek J., to your story about some Florida accidents on the part of the police killing people.
That's
on the
right,
roads.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. We also want to get to your calls as well, because you can bring up anything at 855-450-FREE. I was recapping my experience tonight from a brutal two-and-a-half-hour meeting where at one point they discussed one motion for about a half an hour. It was just awful. And everyone knows it's awful, which is why they didn't show up. It was Kelly and I who were the only two people in the audience of six, basically. The only two people who were there that were not employees of the city or contractors working for the school board. That was it. And one thing that this really points out, I think it's worth focusing on briefly here, is I've pointed out before that in New Hampshire, and certainly in the Keene area, I don't know about the rest of New Hampshire, but I can't imagine it's that different anywhere else. But in the Keene area, it's a ripe opportunity for people that want to get involved in the political scene. And the Keene area kind of hasn't really attracted a whole lot of that, because we've mostly been focusing on doing civil disobedience and non-cooperation and creating media and focusing on other types of activism around here. There's been the occasional candidate for city council, and one guy ran for state rep once, but it hasn't really been any sort of concerted full slate effort or anything like that. And when you actually get into looking at the system, you see how awful and just terrible it is to go to these things. But on the other hand, you look at the lack of participation. I mean, like the almost complete lack of participation. The Bearcat meeting that we went to last week that is going to make, by the way, national headlines, the agitator, Radley Balco, from The Agitator, the guy that does all the reporting on the police injustice, the police raids, he's covering the Keene Bearcat situation. And he's actually been calling around getting interviews today to do a much larger piece on what's going on here. That meeting was unusual. We filled the city council chambers. Usually the city council room's almost as dead as the school board meeting. The school board meeting was probably a little more dead than the city council meetings, but on average they're all pretty dead. And
this one was filled beyond capacity.
That's right. They locked you out at one point because the fire code prevented you from going in. And so my point being, there's very, very little input into this system. People are too busy, or they don't think that they can change anything. And maybe they're right. Maybe they really can't change anything. But on the other hand, people pay attention to the system. People give it, since I'm running for school board, I've already gotten a questionnaire by the newspaper. That's going to get printed. I'll probably get a radio interview or two out of this. And I know Free Keene TV is already going to line me up as an interviewee. So you get the opportunity to, at the very bare minimum, get the ideas of liberty out into the population that's paying attention to these matters. And that's valuable. I mean, being able to talk about these ideas in any sort of media platform that is a mass media platform is valuable, and that's worthwhile, I think. So that's why I'm doing it.
Well, I totally agree. I can see how people who are interested in affecting political change like within the system, it would benefit them to join the good people of New Hampshire who are getting more exposure, because it's not as densely populated as some other places.
Right.
You're going to make a lot of change per person here. So
that's the idea.
It's a great place.
That's one of the reasons why New Hampshire is a great destination for liberty activism, is because of the low population. And Keene is, four times fewer the population as, or a fourth of the population, rather, as Manchester, the biggest city in New Hampshire. So it's even more of a big fish in a little pond sort of a situation here. And so all that aside, it just seems like, even a small amount of people getting active in the political scene on a local level here can make a big deal. Like, if 20 people had showed up at that city or that school board meeting this weekend, you'd have been able to swing the vote any way you wanted to. Like, 20 people would have been all it would have taken, and actually probably would have been more like 10. But 10 to 20 people could have easily have defeated every single thing that came up at that particular meeting. and you can like motion to like change things and you know modify their proposals, and you know there are ways for people to get involved.
So you actually have some input at this school board meeting. It's not just to
I
get
see
an
you've never been to one of these things.
You have an opportunity to talk, but I mean you know so many of these situations you have the opportunity to talk, but yeah. Then they have the opportunity to ignore your crazy butt and go on.
And there are those opportunities as well where you can be ignored and they'll move on. But at this last meeting, you could actually put forth motions and things like
that. So this was the big meeting or the little one that you just went to?
At the big meeting.
At the big meeting, I see.
So anyway, I just wanted to share my experiences. Come on up to New Hampshire. If you enjoy doing the political thing, I don't particularly enjoy it, but I feel like it's something that I have to do. I feel like it's necessary because you can only do civil disobedience for so long. So what else can I do? You know, I've kind of CD'd myself out. I'm out on suspended sentence.
You're going to go to prison for a long, long time if you do any more civil disobedience.
You can only do so much at once. So, anyway, that's been my experience. So there.
Okay, very good.
855-453. Benjamin is on the line in California, and if this is this Benjamin from Good Men Do Something?
It is.
Hey!
Welcome
back to Free Talk Live. Now, you are, and your brother, were arrested, what was it, like a year and a half ago, 2 years? How long ago was it?
It was 10 months ago.
Ten months ago. You were arrested for holding up a sign, attaching a sign to a highway overpass that read, taxes equals theft, if I'm recalling correctly, and also for wearing a mask in public. You were wearing the V for Vendetta mask, and that was what initially, allegedly, the cops had stopped and talked to you for. They ended up dropping the mask charges, if I'm recalling correctly, but you still were facing a charge of affixing a sign in public or something like that. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, well, a few things have changed since our initial arrest, where we were initially arrested for wearing the mask. Then they added on the charge about the sign. Since then, they dropped the charge of the mask because it was ridiculous, but they added on a resisting charge. And then this Friday, we actually got a trial date. We're going to be having our trial on the 3rd of April, nearly a year after it happened. But they dropped the sign charge. So now all we're facing is...
Unbelievable. Wait, so resisting what? If there's no sign charge and there's no mask charge, they threw in a resisting, and what are they basing that charge on?
The subsection is resisting or obstructing an officer in the course of their investigation. You know, one of those weird things.
Basically, if you don't drop to your knees with your hands over your head, resisted them.
If you drop to your knees, that's resisting, too. You can't do anything that they don't want you to while you're being arrested.
Everything's resisting.
Benjamin, hang on. I want to bring you back here and talk about this, because it seems like fruit of the poison tree. You know, they're arresting you for something they shouldn't have arrested you for. Obviously, they dropped the charges. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options, or call toll free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give to you, including the mobile site. Those of you with a smartphone can go to m.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll get quick access to our live streams, as well as the software you need for your phone to tune them in. In addition to that, you'll also have access to our podcast over at m.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com's got everything that you need over there. Everything that the outdoors person might be interested in, whether it's knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, everything. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. The prices as they have over there, you know, every business needs a unique selling proposition, and ManVentureOutpost.com is value. They provide you the big names and the products you want quickly at rates that are incredibly low, so much lower than you would expect at these other sites. I have friends of mine who've gone over there and shopped, and they're big consumers of outdoor products, and they've been very impressed with the prices. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so let's continue here. Benjamin is with us from Good Men Do Something, and I presume also Good Women Do Something as well, but the site's called Good Men Do Something. Benjamin, you're back on Free Talk Live. You are updating us with your case, or their case against you, rather, where you and your brother were arrested for holding a sign or putting a sign up on an overpass while you were there. It's not like you were just leaving it there. You were standing there the whole time waving at people, and you had a V for Vendetta mask on, and the cops stopped you, and there's video footage actually of this. Where's the place people can go to easily see the video of this happening?
Well, actually, we have new video that we got over the weekend. We finally got access to our phones and our camera that were taken as evidence.
10 months ago. You finally got them 10 months later.
Justice is terrible, swift sword.
We don't have them back. We were just granted a temporary access so we could take the information off of them.
Great. Nice.
But we got new footage, which actually gives a better view of things. But if, actually, that's some good news. A lot's changed over the weekend for us because now we actually have a blog thanks to fr33agents.com.
I had heard about that happening. Now, FR33agents.com actually lets anybody who loves liberty have their own blog, and it's a WordPress blog, so it's a real blog site. I mean, it's your own blog site through Free Agents. And so where do people go to get that?
They could just go to goodmendosomething.org, and it will take them straight there.
Perfect. Perfect. So
there, you can go to our YouTube channel, which will have all the videos.
So you're just there doing some outreach. You were waving at cars. You thought, hey, you know, this is an important message to get out. Taxes equals theft is what the sign said. A humongous sign. Great sign for an overpass. And the cops didn't like that very much. So they stopped to not only, you know, threaten you, but also argue with you. They were debating with you over the merits of your idea, essentially not agreeing with you that it was theft, right?
Oh, yeah. The one officer was there just couldn't let that go. He wanted to argue with us about the content of our sign.
Yeah.
So he was disturbed about the message, and they made that pretty clear during the interaction.
You know, they'll often say that they can't make political statements on camera and that kind of thing, that, you know, they're on duty and that sort of thing. Hey, keep it to yourself then, pal.
So they arrested you for wearing masks and affixing a sign to public property. They ended up dropping both of those charges, but added at some point a charge of resisting arrest. Is this a misdemeanor resisting arrest?
It's a misdemeanor resisting.
So are you looking at jail time?
1 year and $1,000.
Now, again,
what's it based on? What's the claim that you did?
Well, to the best of our knowledge, the best of what's been told to us, the reason for the obstructing / resisting charge is because we didn't have IDs in our pocket.
What?
Therefore, we delayed the officers in their investigation.
Wow.
Shouldn't they have a charge for not having an ID in your pocket if that's what the concern is?
There's no such thing.
Wow. So you're going to be fighting this in court? Wow.
Is there a law that you have to have an ID in your pocket in California?
Apparently.
No.
Nope, we're not a state where you have to possess ID.
So
now this gets into something I think you guys were talking about earlier with police lying, because in the police report they try to say that they offered to take us to our vehicle so we could get our IDs, because that's where we keep our IDs, is in our car where we're required to have them.
Sure. I mean, you're not driving the sidewalk. Why would you have driver's licenses on the sidewalk?
Absolutely. So in the police report it says that they offered to take us to our vehicle so we could get our IDs, and we refused. So they had to arrest us so they could identify us. But you've seen the video, and we have transcripts and all that stuff. They never once, I mean, we already knew it, but we have evidence of it. They never once offered to take us to our vehicle. They
so if you have the opportunity
our vehicle
to...
never even came up.
Now, you've got a lawyer for this instance, right?
Correct.
Now, they've dropped both the affixing the sign charge and the wearing the mask charge, which are the original charges, and they've just got you on resisting at this point. And they have you for resisting because you didn't have IDs in your pockets, and they claim that they were going to take you to your cars to get your ID, that they offered to take you to the car to get the ID, but you have video, and that's what this is all about, really, and the video doesn't show them doing such a thing. Will you be pursuing a charge of, you know, false arrest or something like that, if that is available?
You know, one thing at a time. Right now we're just focused on beating this charge. After that, I said in the video that I personally would try to hold each of those officers accountable. I don't know exactly what I'll be able to do, but I do intend to follow through with that.
Do you know when your court date is, Benjamin?
It's April 3rd.
Okay.
We'll so I imagine people that are following your blog at goodmendosomething.org, was it?
Yep.
Okay. I imagine they'll be kept apprised of the situation. Now, has the state actors, have they been coming to you with plea deal offers?
Oh yeah. The first plea deal we were offered was if we lied and say we dropped, and this was their example, a paperclip. Say we dropped a paperclip, they would reduce our charges to littering. And waive the fine, it would be a violation level thing, and it wouldn't be on our record. No big deal.
So they're willing to just want to get a guilty of littering. They're saying no fine, and all the other charges are dropped, and then you can walk away from this.
That was their initial offer. Since then, it's been plead guilty to resisting, and they'll waive all the fines, and we'll just have to pay the court fee.
Which is what, hundreds of dollars? How much is a court fee
Several
in California?
Yeah.
Several hundred.
Yeah, I don't know what the specific amount is.
Would you have had to pay court fees on the first plea deal?
I have no idea.
You know, it's I wonder why they want the guilty so bad. Is it just, I mean, because they could make this go away if they wanted to, but you guys seem tenacious to them. I mean, is the
concern? No, it makes the prosecutor's record look good when he's got more guilty.
Come on. Anybody looks at the prosecutor's record for dropping charges? I mean, charges get dropped all the time. This isn't about his record.
I have no, no evidence of anything in particular. My suspicion is that the DA's office is being pressured by local law enforcement agencies to seem perturbed at what we do.
I know you guys are talking about, once this is over, coming up to New Hampshire. You've already joined the Free State Project, if I'm recalling correctly, at freestateproject.org. You're coming to join the Liberty Activists here. I get wanting to, like, hold these people accountable, but isn't that just going to keep you in California longer and subject you to more possible arrests and retaliation from the people inside the system?
You know, I have no idea, but I made kind of a promise, and I intend to keep it. I don't know what that will entail. I don't know if that means we're stuck here.
It's either that, or you're going to have to go back and fly back several times to go to court hearings.
Right. So we'll see.
And how much have you poured in, by the way, in attorney's fees on this so far?
So far, just a retainer.
Which is?
Luckily, we had been saving to move to New Hampshire, so we were able to put down money for a retainer for our lawyer.
How much have you put in?
Several thousand dollars.
Yeah, people want to know.
Wow.
People are going to want to know that.
It's not cheap to hire attorneys, and I don't know if it's ever... I really don't know if it's worth it. I have yet to be convinced.
Do you feel that you've gotten your value out of the attorney?
Absolutely. Our attorney is fantastic.
Great. Maybe you can bring him with you up here to New Hampshire, too. Hey, thanks for the update. Appreciate hearing from you, Benjamin, and good luck out there. Keep us in the loop, will you?
Absolutely.
All right, Benjamin from goodmendosomething.org. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and here tonight is Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
Derek J. joining us, courtesy of his blog site, as well as Free Agents, FR33Agents.com. Your blog site is liveforyourdance.com. And, of course, it's a very nice-looking blog, liveforyourdance.com. But the big concept is free agents, FR33agents.com.
That's right.
What is it?
FR33agents.com is a website which connects voluntarists and those of us who oppose violence by state agents and gives people a place where they can promote campaigns. So,
campaigns? What do you mean by campaigns?
Campaigns, more like what Good Men Do Something is all about.
So activism stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. So if people have a pet issue, most people seem to have a pet issue that really resonates with them. For a lot of people, it's civil disobedience for marijuana, and for others, it can be freedom to travel. And people feel alone often when they're doing that style of activism. So they need a place to connect with others. So this,
especially if you're not in New Hampshire, it's real easy to feel alone.
Especially. So FR33agents.com gives them a place where they can create their own blog and spread their message with other like-minded people and get connected to incentivize each other to do activism. There are achievement points which are rewarded.
You guys just
activists.
Got the t-shirts in, by the way.
That's right.
These points you collect for doing certain things, doing activism, and by the way, you can create new achievements. You can add new achievements to the system, so to speak. And then when people get enough points, they can get prizes or whatever you want to call them, or rewards. They get a t-shirt or buttons or whatever else is coming on into the future. But the shirts look good. I saw them for FR33 agents shirts.
They're sharp, and they're made of a real nice material, too, so I think people will be really pleasantly surprised by them. But if you've got literature that you're looking to get handed out to a certain group of people, yeah, you can create an achievement on the site, put some money down on it, and then the activists who end up achieving that are rewarded those points that you've given them. So it's a way for people to make more happen. If you're not able to round up a group of your friends to hand out literature, well, there are a bunch of people online who would be willing to accept those offers, and it gets more done.
Excellent. And it is bringing people together. It's networking them. And like you pointed out, if you're somewhere else, if you're not in New Hampshire, it's easy to feel like you're the only one doing activism, or the only one that wants to do activism. And this can bring you together. In theory, once the site gets large enough, it's still kind of in beta right now.
That's right.
But once the site gets large enough, then, you know, maybe we'll bring people together physically in different areas as well. Maybe they'll be able to meet up, you know, from having met, you didn't know them before, but you meet them on fr33agents.com and then actually go into a physical location and plan activism and do things. That could be, you know, off into the future, not too far.
That's right. And people are able to participate in all sorts of ways. We also have a call-in number. If you have an activism story, something activism-related, you can call in 762-BEFR-330 and just give your report to a message, and it will make the airwaves.
Or it might make it.
If it
doesn't suck.
But yeah, exactly.
In fact, you're the guy putting together the FR33 Agents Radio News that's going on right now. And that's happening every single day. It's an incredible commitment that you've jumped into, and no one's paying you for it. I hope someday you can make some money off of it.
Yeah, that would be a nice goal. But for now, I'm satisfied just getting the stories out there. There's a lot going on in the peaceful resistance around the globe, and I think it needs to be covered.
So FR33agents.com, if they want to hear the radio news, it's there under the radio tab?
That's correct.
Cool. All right, 855-450-FREE. And, of course, all that stuff we just talked about, it's free. You don't have to go in and, like, pay for a membership. Right?
That's also correct.
Yeah, I say you won't accept contributions, but it's free to do right out the gate.
Correct.
Ed is in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live, Ed, with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
I was just going to talk about peacefulness.
Excellent.
From Derek, Jay. Hey, Mark, you made a comment about Rush, talking about kids or mush, but did you know that each generation is so much smarter than the last generation?
Yeah, they probably compile the information, sure.
We're more peaceful now than ever.
Yep.
We're safer now than ever. And healthier now than ever. But,
hey,
Ian, you were talking about the schools.
I don't know if we're healthier like now than ever. We're pretty fat. I mean, you know, medical science has increased to the point that it's able to keep us alive longer. But
how about well-fed? Go ahead, Ed.
Well, we're still, in other words, what I'm saying is more, a larger percentage of people are smarter, are healthier. I know we have diabetes coming on, but They're going to be able to take care of all kind of stuff, like, you know, the macular degeneration. They've had two people that couldn't see now see. Vocal cord cancer. Now they got vocal cords and they're talking and they're alive. The stem cell research and all this stuff. But anyway, we're making so much advances. And I love his quote from Mark Twain. Don't let your schooling get in the way of your education.
Yeah.
And, and like
school
I said,
sucks. Education rules.
Right. But, you know, you talk about education a lot, but and I always have to go back to this. The war on drugs. When they do these studies on these different countries in education and schooling, we take in everybody. Our public schools, as you know, we take in the mentally ill, the, you know, the sick, the low IQs. You know, everything, the poverty. Mm-hmm. How are you going to deal with poverty? When China does their studies, they take the best of the best. If we were to do that, you know, we'd all be equal. All the countries would be. You see what I mean? If we took the best of our best,
yeah.
Canada.
Ed?
All right, but if y'all want to comment or I can keep going.
No, I mean, I love what you have to say, Ed, and normally it's really good stuff.
I mean, you know, it's sad to me that, you know, even the blacks, man, I hate to keep harping on this, but it's the greatest, it's the most important civil rights issue of all time right now.
What's that, the war on drugs? Yes, sir.
It is the war.
I absolutely agree. It's the beginning of the police state. It is, it was prior to terrorism, what had allowed the government to grow to the point that it had, and it still justifies a continued expansion.
I made that statement not long ago that if you can have a war on drugs for 30 or 40 years, a government, they'll be able to do anything.
Then they pretty much can.
If you can control what a human being puts in their body, then what can they, you know, I mean, we're insane to allow any of this. And like I told Mark and Stephanie the other night, if the war on drugs was affecting white males like black males, the war on drugs would have ended, as Mark said, it probably never would have got started.
Sure wouldn't have.
Well, I love what you're saying, Ed, about the education system here in the U.S. It's unfortunate that, you know, it seems like people may be getting dumber, but I love that you're saying that people are actually getting wiser.
Hey, people are not getting dumber at all. Hey, and to back it up, Stephen, I'm getting a lot of these facts from Steven Pinker's new book called The Better Angels of Our Nature, Why Violence Has Declined. And even the people that are attacking him agree with his numbers. Listen to this, for example. Rape in the United States is down 80% since 1975. 80%.
Wow. That's a big drop.
You got daughters out there, there's good news for you.
Well,
the men have more sense. The women have more sense. You're not going to just be able to go up and abuse people. Like, think about it, in the Middle Ages.
You know, I think that you're right on one track, Ed, but on the other hand, there are also some things that have gotten worse as far as how people perceive things. So, you know, even though we're safer in general, I can give you an example. If you go to freekeen.com, you'll see what happened today in Keene, New Hampshire. Some guy left a domestic incident at 5 in the morning with his girlfriend or his wife or something like that.
We mentioned this earlier.
Yeah, he walks out with a gun, and they lock down, you know, all the schools. They lock down, not all the schools, but the schools within that area. They bring in helicopters, they bring in state police from all over the place, cops from all over the place, and they totally overreact to this. It's stuff like that isn't making us safer. That's making us, you know, that's acclimating us to a police state. What's keeping us safe or making us safer is, as you're saying, people are changing, but also the fact that people can defend themselves is an important factor. And I think that if people tend to rely on the police, that actually makes them more vulnerable in the long run.
Oh yeah, I'm totally against the insane police departments too, but I'm just talking about people in general. Like, for example, in the Steve Pinker facts here, that there are more than, look, there were only 20 democracies in 1940s. Now there are almost 100. And also countries with more women in politics.
Ed, thanks for the call tonight, man. Always appreciate hearing from you. You've always got something interesting to say, Ed. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think the sharing of information has really helped make this a more peaceful society. They can't control the information people put in their bodies.
That's true, and it's becoming less and less controllable over time with the proliferation of the Internet. And that's why we're here, because of the Internet. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.